This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday. I believe that we are sort of cued into Friday, are we not? Everybody waking up, rising, shining. My friends are here and they're awake. I know Kara's awake because she and I have been working at it for a while. Let's find out if my friend Victoria Keeman is awake. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Oh, I'm awake now. I love a good cowbell at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Nothing better than a good cowbell. Let's see. That's for
a
better cow. Let's see. This is for a little cow. Okay, got it.
Oh, I can handle that. That should be. That eases me in. The little cow.
Yes, it's a good day, good news time. Other than this is Friday, the 10th of June. Round of applause for the end of the week. Yay!
Yay!
That's not too enthusiastic. All right, let's see how hairstylist Joshua.
Is it Kumbis?
This
Coombs?
Is, I think it's C-O-O. Is it Coombs without any Combs? I had a friend in college. His name was Combs, C-O-M-B-S. So Coombs, yeah, not important because nobody's going to be looking this up anyway. A good story about a fellow who has decided to help out those who can't help themselves, in a manner of speaking. He transforms a lot of Londoners' looks every day, making a difference by cutting hair. This guy originally was a musician. He gives haircuts to homeless people along the streets of London. Doesn't charge them for it. He started doing this last year. The idea sparked in his brain after he passed a homeless person on the street. Is it true that you can tell by looking at somebody, you think, some cases yes, some cases no, that they are homeless? You think you could tell that anybody who is homeless would be obvious? I'm not sure that that's... I think that's a...
I don't know.
That's one of those social things that we assume that all people who are homeless have never... They don't shave, their hair is long, and they're dirty and unkempt and stuff. I don't know if that's really true.
I don't think that that's always true, because you hear a lot of very, very sad stories of children who go to school who happen to be homeless, and people never know. And they live, you know, in a car with their mom or siblings, and, you know, and they have to use public bathrooms for bathing. And, you know, you hear these really horrible, sad stories. And a lot of them suffer in silence because people don't know that they're homeless.
Yeah. What did we talk about this week? I'm rattling around in my brain. We had a conversation about how many people in this country. We were focused on somebody. We were helping others do something. Why is my mind on that? And the underscore is how many people in this country have a problem. I don't know. It wasn't Detroit-based, but there are a lot of people. It seems that Michigan, and specifically Detroit, is an area of the country that has really serious problems because of the financial realities there. And it seemed to me we went into a focus. Not at this point, it didn't make any difference. But I just...
Well, in Los Angeles, we were talking about the abandoned hotels turning into homeless shelters for homeless vets.
Yeah, I think we did talk about that.
Yeah.
How many there were. But there was something else. I don't know why it sticks in my craw. Speaking of Detroit, the Michigan legislature voted to create a new debt-free school district in the city of Detroit. The governor, Rick Snyder, calls this an unprecedented investment in the city's children. Why is he still the governor? After the Flint water thing, why is this guy still governor of the state of Michigan? The teachers union in Detroit called the package inadequate. You know, this package strips the existing public schools of their responsibilities and transforms the district into this is a vehicle that would pay off about $500 million in debt. that has gotten in the way of classrooms being properly funded. I don't understand this situation, Frank. When I saw this the first time, I'm trying to read between the lines. Are they just trying to stiff the teachers and people who are contractors, sort of declare, because the city of Detroit is bankrupt, and with that, I suppose the school system would be as well. Number of teacher complaints growing. The city is a mess. The state is a mess. It really is.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this. The first impression, okay, this is good because it'll help start over again a system which is riddled with crime and corruption. There is nothing but I wouldn't want to be governor, actually, of Michigan, because there seems to be one problem after another, and they don't seem to be able to figure out how to solve it. They still haven't fixed the Flint water problem. It still is the problem. After 4 years.
Of all places
that
didn't need another problem, it was Flint, Michigan, or any part of Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this new district called the Detroit Community School District would be created, $150 million in state funding. Local school board would lead the new district. The state official, the folks in the state house would oversee finances. This sort of reminds me of when the city of Boston, the school system in the city of Boston, was taken over by a federal judge named Garrity back in the 60s. But it wasn't because they couldn't pay their bills. It was because the racial problems were so bad and the city wasn't willing to do them. Isn't that interesting? That theory of racism in Boston has come up almost every day this week. But going back to this circumstance, when the city of Boston was taken out of the driver's seat, they no longer, this judge ran the school system in Boston, excuse me, for 4 or 5 years. And he was responsible for the budget. He was responsible for the assignment of teachers. He was responsible for everything. The school board was taken out of the picture because the situation in the school systems were so intolerable. The kinds of things that were going on in the school system were unbelievable. Kids who were, the black kids who were just basically thrown out of school and never given an opportunity to come back to school.
Mm.
Things like that. They would cook up way the Irish principals would cook up. I mean, it was unbelievable. You think this stuff would go on back in maybe the 1900s or something? This was the 1960s. They'd come up with ways to just throw black kids out of school to keep them from coming to school. And it got so bad that the federal government had to get involved, and this judge took over the operation of the school system for 4.5 years. So you look at this,
which
maybe
did or didn't make it better.
Well, I think it, ultimately it made it better. Ultimately, the system is better and run the way it's supposed to be run these days. But I, you know, you wonder. The teachers say that this is politics. Is there anything that we can do? We collectively, and I don't mean just in terms of the Detroit school system, but is there anything that can get down in our society that isn't political? Is there some universal circumstance in which we decide as a collective, not Republican, not Democrat, but American, to fix a problem that exists? Is that possible anymore in America?
It doesn't feel like it. You know, look, because people make everything political. And
yeah.
I mean, we were talking this week earlier about Chick-fil-A. Well, you know, the Chick-fil-A, I've never been, I will never go, but I've heard from other people who've been that they like
it. But you wouldn't go because of their politics, not because they have bad chicken, or you don't eat chicken.
Well, no, I do eat chicken sometimes. I do eat chicken sometimes, but...
But you just don't like the politics of the people that run.
Because they made it a problem. The owner of that company made that a problem. And he should have just kept...
What do you mean he made it a problem?
Well, because he's made these horrible statements about being anti-gay and everything is...
That's his right to do, isn't it? Isn't that
his
right?
Well, and then it's my right to boycott his business. But this is what happens.
Okay.
People should separate their personal religious beliefs from business. It doesn't belong in the same arena. But people make it all the same arena. And then it becomes a political problem.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that. I think if people have a point of view and they want to express it, it doesn't make a difference whether it's business-wise or otherwise. But it's up to us, you and me, to react to it in a way that is consistent with our consciousness. So if we don't agree with this guy and we don't want to go to his business, that's fine. But the fact that he expresses himself and decides to tie it to his business in whatever way, that's his business. As long as it's not a public company, I have no problem with him saying what he wants, acting in the way that he wants. That's his business. And it affects his life and his business in a way that he has to hold the responsibility for. But for us to say to him that he ought not to do it, he shouldn't connect his personal opinions to his business, I don't agree with that.
Well, I disagree. I think if you have a business and you want to tie, if you have a business and you want to tie your religious beliefs to it, then that's fine. But the fact that he comes out and all he's doing is spewing hate in the name of religion, that's where I call
BS. But then it's up to the marketplace, yeah, but it's not up to us to censor people and their ideas. It's up to us to hear those ideas and say, that guy's a jerk.
My overall opinion of it is it's bad business. So I
understand. But that still doesn't mean that we have the right to
change. I'm not saying he should be shut down.
Try to affect.
I'm just saying I'm not going. Religion. And that's,
I don't go either.
Boycott it.
I would not go. Not because I really give a darn about what he thinks. I just don't like chicken. whatever reason you have for not wanting to go, that's A-okay. Or if you love chicken and you can't stand this guy and still think their chicken is great, bawk, 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 bawk.
But do you believe then that this is obviously it's bad business, but do you believe that people are able to turn away gay people or someone who looks transgender from their business? If you walk into someone's bakery and say, can I have that scone? And they say, well, you look like you're a transgender person, so no, you need to leave. That's okay? This is what you're talking about with the Boston school thing, where this is what forces government to step in to protect people's civil rights.
Yeah, but don't interpret what I'm saying in the way that you interpret it, because you hear something that is not necessarily what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that there is there's an acceptance, if you will, of what's going on. I didn't say I accepted it. I said it's
No,
really
I'm not saying you accepted it. I'm saying this is what happens.
Business.
But this is what happens when Boston, when an Irish principal has too much power and then he can send black kids home from school for no reason, and then it forces the government to make it a political issue. And this is what I'm saying. When businesses, and we talk about the transgender bathroom issue, we talk about the bathroom issue in North Carolina, that has now forced the hand of the government.
But so what? Under the circumstances, that's up to the people who are there to take care of it one way or another. I'm not involved in it because I'm not a North Carolinian. I am not involved in it because I don't
care. Well, what if this comes to Framingham next?
If it comes to Framingham, then I'll make up my mind about what I want to do. And you can be sure that I'll be vocal about it because I don't believe in prejudice of any size or shape or color. It doesn't fit in America in 2016. But the other side of it is people have a right to be stupid. People have a right to make mistakes. People have a right to do what they think is right, even if it isn't. They could say the same thing about us. How dare you? It says in the Bible that you'll go to hell. Okay, so I'll go to hell. That's none of your business if I go to hell or anything else. The thing where we would come in is to help those who can't help themselves. If there are people who are members of this group who are not able to vocally stand up for themselves or to protect themselves or to take some action which would allow them to go to the bathroom where they wanted to, then I think we step in.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. You just described exactly what's happening. No, I'm talking about the North Carolina thing. What's happening. That's why the government had to step in.
But it isn't that way every place. There are plenty of businesses that are not going along with this. It happens that there are some in North Carolina who are saying that they won't allow it, but you don't see that happening everywhere. You see people going about their business and living normally. It's just the isolated few who have made it difficult for those who are different to be different. It's not everybody. It's not everybody. Everybody in North Carolina doesn't say, okay, we don't want any lesbians or gays or transvestites or anybody
transgender.
Our state. Them too. 21 after on Good Day.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
A couple of weeks ago, the day after they introduced their new studio album, and this song, She Makes Me Laugh, was what Mickey Dolenz sang on stage. It was really quite a good song. If you listen to it, if you're a fan of the Monkees, you know, you don't know who the Monkees are. Carrie, you know who the Monkees are, right? Not just from what we've talked
yes,
about here.
Yes, I know who the Monkees are.
Everyone Carrie, knows who the Monkees are. They were a major influence on the Beatles.
Yes.
It's a line from Dumb and Dumber. It's not my own.
Yeah, or vice versa. That sounds like Kanye West saying to people he discovered Paul McCartney, or told some of his fans who asked him who Paul McCartney was, oh, he's a guy that I found who's in England. Right. Anyway, this album is called Good Times. It's this. It's really quite a phenomenon because it is the highest charting album that they've had since 1968. It debuted at number 14, and I believe that Mickey Dolenz said the night we were in the theater that the album was number 4 on Amazon. So how does that reflect, Victoria, when you look, let's say the album's at 14 on Billboard, the comparative, Amazon is all about sales, right?
Yes.
Billboard's not necessarily.
Right. Billboard would be more of, Billboard now reflects album sales, too. They call them units in the music business, but yeah, they reflect that, too.
There are a couple of songs
they're
that
are getting radio
a lot.
Unless you're hearing them somewhere on radio, I don't know. I haven't heard them on radio.
The Monkees?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're hearing them on some of the AC stations. You're hearing them on some of the oldies stations. What do they call them now? Classic music.
Yeah.
Music of the 80s, 90s, and today. Bunch of nonsense. Anyway.
Cute album. I like the whole sound of it. It's got like a 60s surf vibe, which is what the Monkees were all about. I love it.
Right, exactly. It sounds
great
like monkey music.
Yeah, it does.
Well, the writers, Noel Gallagher, Paul Weller, Ben Gibbard. I don't know who Ben Gibbard is. I recognize the other.
He is from Death Cab for Cutie. We played one of their songs earlier this week, and he's the singer and songwriter.
Really?
Huh. And Noel Gallagher, of course, from Oasis, and Paul Weller from The Jam.
Okay. All right. What do we have here? What's the song, Kara?
This one is You Bring Me Summer. I think that they might have done this one at the concert. This
did,
one's pretty
good,
yeah.
Too, yeah. Yeah, they did this one at the concert, yeah. All right, crank this up.
You can hear the monkeys in it.
Totally, I love it.
The idea.
Happy music.
Happy music for happy people in happy times. And the monkeys certainly represented that, as the turtles did. There's a concert. Let me see. What's it called? It's the turtles and a couple of the other groups. They're around the same time as the monkeys. I'm trying to remember what the tour is called, and I can't. I was thinking of go see it, but is it that sound that came from just a teensy weensy bit of psychedelic influence? Not most of the monkey. Every once in a while, there's a monkey song. As a matter of fact, this crank this up a little bit, Kara, will you?
This one is they're proving their relevance in 2016. It's called Birth of an Accidental Hipster. But I would say this one definitely sounds a little different than some of the more poppy ones.
This is written by Noel Gallagher and Paul Weller. That's why.
So this is what I'm talking about. This is the stuff. Just a little twinge of something different. 28 after on Good Day.
Be mindful not to take your anger out on others. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The hypothalamus is the primary part of the brain responsible for alerting us to hunger, fatigue, and body temperature, among other things. The hypothalamus is seated in the center of the limbic system, which is our emotional system. In other words, hunger, fatigue, and body temperature are all right in the heart of our emotions, which really makes sense when you think of being hungry and angry. Or hangry, as some people call it. The next time you feel hangry, instead of arguing, snapping at, or fighting with loved ones, just go ahead and let them know you're hungry. You can do the same thing if you're tired or overheated as well, because they can all lead to anger if you're not careful. The more mindful you are of what is actually going on in your body, the less likely you are to create a story to match your physical state. For more awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good day program. I'm here with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. More good news. Under a new ordinance passed this week, all of the parks in Miami or Miami-Dade County, the beaches, the marinas, the trails, playing fields, will ban styrofoam coolers, styrofoam cups, styrofoam plates, the to-go containers that you get your food in. So what are they going to use in place of styrofoam? What is the replacement? Is it plastic?
They have recycled plastic ones, yeah. Well, in New York, they banned styrofoam about a year ago, and they gave businesses 6 months to transition. And then somebody else came and said, oh, you can't do that, and then which, you know, makes no sense. So then they extended it, so I don't know what the current status is, but you really don't see styrofoam at all anymore in New York City. There are recycled plastic and cardboard composites that now are biodegradable, and that's where, if you order takeout, that's pretty much what everything comes in now. Which is
biodegradable? What?
It's a composite of recycled cardboard and.
Does it look like styrofoam?
No, it looks like a light tan cardboard.
Oh, the stuff that you. All right, I know what it is.
You know what I
mean,
right?
People, when you go to Whole Foods,
Whole Foods,
you get hot food to go.
Yep.
It's that.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
All right, so that's just as easy to make, actually, and just as inexpensive. Matter of fact, it may be a little less expensive than styrofoam in any number of ways, whether you measure what it actually costs to make it or what it costs to take care of it after you use it. And there's a tremendous amount of waste in our society of that kind. Plastic, I think I told a story once. I have a friend, the Libman Broom an implement company, the folks who make brooms and mops, and so they're the biggest company in the country that does this, and they happen to be friends of mine. They have a factory in central Illinois, and I went in there with Bob Libman 3 years or so ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and what fascinated me about it wasn't just the machines that they had built, machines to build other machines, but the way that they make this stuff, they have hundreds of bags of recycled plastic delivered to them every day, truckloads of this plastic recycled, most of it's recycled plastic bottles, but there are other things that are plastic that come from the recycle bins, and they're all chopped up into these fine little pieces, and then they heat them, they melt them, and they make the shafts, they make the heads, they make pretty much everything in their brooms out of this recycled plastic. And it just, I thought to myself, well, I never really had followed through. You know, okay, this is recycled, and so, but what do they really do with this stuff? And
right.
So what these people do is they separate them at these various locations. Most every community has a recycle center, and you separate this, that, and the other thing, and then it's further refined because there are machines that actually take plastic bottles and put them in one bin, plastic cups go in another bin, the styrofoam stuff, all of that, and then they recycle it. Styrofoam is recyclable, but it's expensive. But when you think about all of these things that we use that we call throwaway, they aren't really throwaway at all. There is a cost involved. I don't know, however, the way that we eat and drink in our country today, what you would, I'm going back to what this plastic bottle solution was supposed to solve, and what it solved was all the broken glass that was along the highway. When people used to finish drinking a bottle of beer, they throw it out on the highway, or they just drop the bottle someplace, somebody would run over it, or it was more of a problem than what we thought was the creative solution, which was styrofoam and plastic. But then we created another problem. What do you do with the styrofoam and the plastic after
right.
you're all done? So people don't get hurt being exposed to it. Like if a broken bottle is on the side of the road, you walk over or drive your car over it. You know, that's a problem. That's a serious problem. So now we have styrofoam, which is made from styrene, and there are those who have studied it over the years, and it could be a cancer-causing agent. There's carcinogens all around us, and that's the other thing. When you look at what problem is being solved, and then, okay, this solves the problem, but what other problems does it create? And I'm not sure that we've done a very good job, frankly, of understanding when we look at these things. All right, we have this solution to that problem, but what problems have we created by having this as the solution to that other problem? It kind of is like a hamster in a cage, you know, it keeps going around and around. So you got one thing gets fixed, but it creates another problem. And so this recognition of the styrofoam ban, which is appropriate, still brings us around to wonder, well, what do we use? So somebody has figured out we can use the cardboard and other things that come from recycled centers and make a container out of it. But what's in that container? When it gets hot, what's in cardboard that could be released? You see what I'm saying? You
yeah.
can find a problem in any solution. And so for now, we know styrofoam is not good for us, and it is very difficult to break down. Plastic and styrofoam, actually pretty much impossible to break. You either keep using it or you're just making a mess. What I want to know is, where does styrene come from? That's what I really want to know. What's styrene? It's a carcinogen because it's created from what?
I don't know.
Isn't that,
that's a good question.
That's the next question for me.
I guarantee it came from the 50s, because I blame the 50s for pretty much all of the problems we have today. I do. TV dinners, obesity, all the chemical preservatives, food science, Tang, all that stuff came from the 50s. And none
Tang
of it is good for you. Plastic.
Tang was... you're cranked up today. What do you have to do?
Hey, do you disagree? The 50s was a major problem.
Tang was created for the by NASA for the astronauts to drink in space. That's what Tang
was. In the 50s.
Tang was created in the 50s and the 60s. I'm a creation of the 50s. So what does that say about me?
I don't think you're bad for the environment.
Depends on who's listening. I think that's probably... Okay, here's a
noise
problem
pollution, maybe.
Oh, thank you. So listen to this. A federal appeals court this week reviewed a lawsuit in which a West Virginia jailed inmate accused prison officials of invading his privacy because they mandated that a surgery be performed on him to remove marbles from his hoo-hoo. This is a 3-0 vote by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals saying Adrian King could pursue claims that officials at the Huttonville Correctional Center illegally threatened him into consenting to surgery or risk being segregated from other inmates and lose his eligibility for parole. The judge found overwhelming evidence that the intrusion was unreasonable, despite the asserted need by prison officials to police the security threat posed by inmates carrying contraband within their bodies. Apparently, marbles are a contraband, and this guy had them in his hoo-hoo. How did he get them in his hoo-hoo, and why he put them there would be a question very interested in. what do you use? Yeah.
He's somebody's favorite in prison.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
And I think
that's the only reason you'd want that there.
That's the subtle message. Quite so subtle. He said the surgery left his hoo-hoo tingling and numb.
Oh.
Surgery also resulted
Wasn't
in
Wasn't that his goal all along?
I mean, listen, they called him the Marble Man in prison.
Yep.
And he was looking for it. I think he lost his marbles in some other places as well. All right. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here's some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, L68611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get a second item at the lowest value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
All right. The Baltimore trial for another police officer in the Freddie Gray case started yesterday. The driver of the van in which prosecutors say Freddie Gray suffered his fatal spinal injury took him on a rough ride, said the chief deputy state attorney. Here's a little an overview, sort of a news overview, as this trial began this week.
During opening statements, Judge Barry Williams admonished the prosecution for failing to disclose key information about an interview with a key witness. And the judge then threw out the witness testimony. So how bad is this already looking for the prosecution, and what will this impact be for the defense?
Vlad, the only way this could have been worse for the prosecution is if the judge threw out the case entirely. Let's take stock of what has happened with the prosecution. They're 0-for-2 on convictions. They currently have 5 lawsuits pending against them from the officers in this case. And then today they're admonished from the judge overseeing this critical murder trial for not handing over evidence. Now, the evidence that is at play here is testimony from Dante Allen. He's the man who was in the van with Freddie Gray for a time. He's a critical witness in this case, which makes it all the more shocking that the prosecution told the judge they didn't even take notes when they interviewed him the second time. What's also interesting is that the defense intends to call Mr. Allen as a witness, so they believe whatever he has to say or whatever he'll say on the stand will help their case and exonerate their client.
Wow.
Interesting. What a mess.
Officer Cesar Goodson faces the most serious charges in this case. Ran a stop sign, veered into another lane of traffic while making a turn because of the speed he was traveling, and that's where the prosecution going after this guy. As I say, he bears ultimate responsibility because he was driving the van. Gray wasn't in a seatbelt. Nobody quite understands why. In this circumstance, because he was all shackled up. So all of the, we've had, this is the third trial. There are 6 officers involved in this. He elected for a bench trial, meaning that he'll go down the same road as the last of these people charged. Same judge, as a matter of fact, who acquitted one of the other officers last
Two month. Of the others, right?
I don't think it was the same judge the same, first time
okay.
around.
So the last so judge who the acquitted same. The last yeah. one, he's now
right.
in this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was no fuss about it because he's a black judge. So I don't know why people think that way, but they
yeah.
do. And so under the circumstances, it'd be interesting to watch this thing proceed. 50 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. We have a new app for your iPhone and your iPad to discuss in a matter of moments. Customer reward and loyalty programs are a mixed bag of success, with a lot of customers skeptical of the real value of what are often thinly veiled marketing schemes. But those days are changing. Here's an explanation of how one company is thanking customers in a very big way.
T-Mobile is at it again, and this time they're thanking customers like no company has ever done before by making customers into company owners. T-Mobile's Andrew Sherrard explains.
At T-Mobile, we have a lot to be thankful for, and it's all due to our customers. So what better way to thank them for our incredible success than to let them share in it and turn T-Mobile customers into T-Mobile owners? Today, every primary account holder can get a full share of T-Mobile stock for free. We've made it official. Our customers are the boss, and we're going to keep thanking them every Tuesday.
With the launch of T-Mobile Tuesdays, customers will get something free from popular brands every Tuesday.
We're doing this the Un-Carrier way. No crazy hoops to jump through. Just download the T-Mobile Tuesday app, and that's it. The app will even remind you when you have free stuff waiting. Each week, you'll get recurring gifts like dinner and a movie and a free digital movie rental. And to keep it fresh, we'll also have surprise partner gifts each week. Up first, everyone gets tickets to opening weekend of Warcraft this weekend.
For more, go to t-mobile.com. That's Newsbreak from T-Mobile.
Now I know how! You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
All right, let's get to this new app for iPhones and iPads. This is a music app, it looks like, yes?
Yes, this is so exciting. I just downloaded this yesterday. If you have an iPhone or an iPad and you plug your headphones into it, when you listen to your music, it's really not great quality. Even if you have better headphones, like you and I, Doug, would have studio headphones, which are better than the earbuds, but, you know, right, they're big and bulky and you don't want to carry them around. So the sound quality has been a big complaint from a lot of iPhone and iPad users, and the external speakers on an iPhone and an iPad are useless. It sounds like a little tin radio. So this app takes all of your music that's stored on your library, and it reprocesses the music and has 16-channel preset equalizers, and it gives you a 3D surround sound in even the crappiest headphones. It's really a remarkable app. If you're a big music fan and you like to take your music with you wherever you go, this app is, for $2.99, I highly recommend it. It's definitely worth downloading. It's called Boom, B-O-O-M.
$2, let's underscore this, it's $2.99, not $299.
$2.99. $2.99. Yes.
Okay. All right. New frames, new eyeglass frames that are hip. That's a word that is not used very often these days. I might use it and people would make fun of me. The Warby Parker app lets you order frames to try on. So you try, they send them, you try them on, you don't like them, you send them back. That's kind of inconvenient. I don't
know. No, it's all paid for.
I know that.
It's all paid for, the pre-shipping and everything.
You still have to go to, you put a bag out and somebody comes and picks it up, or you have to bring it to the UPS office after you've tried them on. Or just people call. You have to call and have them, or fill out something online. Is that how returns work?
No,
I don't know, because
I just got a bunch of stuff from Victoria's Secret, and they make it very easy. Whenever you return something, you put it back in the bag it came in, you flip the bag inside out, it's recyclable, and you just slap the new label on it, and you leave it for your post office carrier to take. It's very easy. You don't even need to leave your building or your house. Yeah, pop it back in your mailbox.
Notice how politically correct I was. I didn't ask you what you got from Victoria's Secret.
That's politically correct of you? So now you're making everything political.
Oh! Ooh. All right. Anyway, so the thing that is underscored by both of these items is the world has changed so much using apps and ordering things, the way we buy things, the way we live our lives. It sort of goes back a little bit to the recycle conversation that we had a few minutes ago, how our whole reality is so much different, and how quickly all of these changes are coming, and how more quickly replacements for some of those ideas come along. It's kind of like my belief that science is kind of it's a warped industry because it's always disproving itself. People say scientifically, people go by all of those studies that are done and evidence, and then 5 minutes later somebody comes up with a different study that changes the evidence. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.